Dad is the smartest guy you know, so give him a gift that's just as smart, like a battery-powered smart doorbell from Google Nest that lets him see what's happening at his door and answer it from anywhere. The Google Nest doorbell is now on special buy for only $129.99 and works on any home. Find the best and smartest gifts for dad. Feels like Father's Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid through June 19, 2022 at participating U.S. stores and online. Limit 5 per customer.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this 14th day of June 2022. And this is day two of Pledge Week, day two of Pledge Week. So out of the chute, we're going to give you our numbers because we're counting on a miracle. We really need your help to stay in the air. And we've got a power pack program for you tonight. The number says 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. We're all ready to go. You can call in and help us, please. Stay on the air and the station that you're listening to us on. Now, right now, in his room, we have Randy's in his room. We have Courageous Craig on the board.
Good evening, everybody.
And here, waiting to say hello, we have Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. Now, folks, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And we haven't forgotten Joe, the parson, Joe Larson, sitting out there. He done went and sold one of his mules just to help keep us on the air.
And I was worried about what kind of bad publicity I was going to get tonight, but I'm glad to be here anyway.
Well, anyhow, and
regardless of how I get treated.
Yeah, well, you know, things might be better for you at home, too, if you'd listen to Harriet and not leave your teeth on the table all the time.
Okay, all right, here we go.
All right, listen, this is embarrassing. I wish I hadn't said it. Right?
Which? About
listen, we got to get...
dental lab right now, so, I mean, you know, I can't say much.
You know, getting old is a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. In fact, the founding fathers had the benefits and tribulations of old age. It was an old sermon, and it was quite good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of benefits, but there's a few problems that come with it.
Well, we better get into the message tonight. And remember the title of the message?
The title is 8 Books That Are Spoken Of in the Bible.
Right. Now, these are not the 66 books. These are 8 books that the Bible speaks of. Now, there are more than 8, but these are relevant in the sense that The others, they virtually just mention the book, but here they have a major, major part. Now, yesterday we did the first part of the book of the law, and that was to copy of the law. Today, we're going to take a look at how the Lord was ordered Moses to put a copy of the that book of the law into the ark. So, Joe, why don't you start in verse 22 and read it all the way through, down through verse 29.
Moses, therefore, wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, "Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore unto them, and I will be with thee." And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, "Take this book of the law and put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of your Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands."
Is that the same in Israel today? Is it the very same way in Israel today?
It's the same in Israel. It's also the same in this country.
It is.
We told God to take a hike. We didn't need him. We took the Pledge of Allegiance out of school. We took prayer out of school. We took Bible and Bible study out of school. We took anything that had any dealings with the Constitution or God out of it. And sounds just exactly like what's happening to us.
Well, now,
we're rebelling.
Now, they had, Israel had a man, a Netanyahu, who encouraged Bible studies, and America had a man named, his name was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 2, it says this, "For the transgressions of a land, many are the princesses," meaning legislators, "for the transgression of a land, many are the legislators, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state therefore shall be prolonged." Well, we had, both in Israel and here in America, a man of understanding and knowledge so that the state could be prolonged. But what happened?
Well, what happened both places, we had the two men were thrown out of office and replaced with a Antichrist leader, and both countries, Israel right now, their government's on the brink of collapse. Our country is on the brink of collapse. Both countries are having severe economic, social, military, they're having problems with everything, and the similarity is frightening.
Okay, so he says here in verse 26, "Take this book of the law and put it inside of the ark of the Lord your God, it may therefore be a witness against thee." And so here, let me ask you this. Did Netanyahu and Trump both, were they both pro-life? Were they both pro-family? Were they both pro-Second Amendment, even though Israel don't have a Second Amendment? But were they both pro-God?
They were both pro-God, family, and country.
And so, when the communists, when the Antichrist, Democratic Communist Party, and those in all of the media and all of them, when they rejected these men, were they rejecting God too?
They certainly were. They were rejecting everything that, when you reject something that they stand for, you're rejecting God, because they were both pro-God, family, country.
Okay, so here, when the Bible says, touch not my anointed, were the anointed perfect men?
No.
Was David anointed?
Daniel, you know, David, one of the greatest in the Bible, he was a tremendous sinner. He had, he committed murder.
Yeah.
Adultery. I mean, he, in that sense, you'd have thought that he would have never been mentioned.
But he was anointed. What about Samson?
Samson was anointed, and he was kind of a rough character, wasn't he? He was a little independent and
kind of rebellious.
Rebellious and full of pride.
All right, but now, why did David say, when he had the opportunity, when Saul was out hunting David down, and David had the opportunity, I mean, he came right in the cave where Saul was, and he stood right behind Saul. He could have finished him, and his men urged him to finish Saul, but he refused to do that. Why was that?
I think because of the fear of God, and he, you know, wanted to be right with God. He was a man who asked for forgiveness of his sins, and he did try to, you know, that was something you did not do, was kill the God-appointed leader.
That's exactly what David said. I won't do it because God appointed him. And so David showed what a good fear of the Lord, huh?
Yes.
And so Saul, he was a fear of the Lord, but he was not honest in his fear of the Lord. He was afraid of what the Lord would do to him. Can you get over on God?
No. I think everybody at one time or another has thought they have, but nobody ever has. So,
all right, we got some pledges coming in. Where do I start with the pledges? Okay, we have Judy pledges 25. Thank you, Judy. Maureen and Springfield pledges 150. Thank you. Linda Vista in Vista, California, pledges 100. Thank you, Linda. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Well, Joe, as you know, we have on July 8th will be the last day for San Diego, Tampa, and Atlanta, bar a miracle. God can do miracles. And I know, especially out there in San Diego, they're not far. In San Diego, it wouldn't take a whole lot for those folks out there, because they're not far from being able to pay for themselves. And I hope they do. We pray that they do, because, you know, we've made... And not only, you know, have they been a blessing to support us, but we've made some really good friends, over the years out there, and got to know some really good people. And, you know, when they call me and beg me, please don't go off the air here, it's not like, you know, I want to, right? I mean, we're doing everything we can. We're clawing and scratching to stay on, but we can't do it without the folks. And so, there's some people out there right now. There's someone out there in San Diego that could probably write a check for $46,710. And if they did that, it's not that much now, because last night we picked up quite a bit off of the California. But if they could do that, then that would pay that entire bill up, and we would be in very, very good shape if that would happen. Well,
we see large political donations, and we reach sometimes a lot more people than some of the political advertising that people tune out, because our listeners are tuned in wanting to hear the truth, not, oh, here's another ad.
So let's get back to, yeah, you're right. Let's get back to the scripture here. Now, he said that he was going to use this book of the law as a testimony against them. Today, is God's word, the Bible, a witness against the Antichrist New World Order?
It's a witness against sin, and yes, it is a tremendous example of a witness against the Antichrist system.
Is it a witness against those screaming banshees that are screaming to keep child killing? Remember, God brought the very harshest punishment on a people for sacrificing their children. He reduced them to cannibalism. Is this a witness?
Children.
Is God's word, the Bible, a witness against those pro-death Democrats, the pro-death, the screaming banshees that want blood, that want to kill innocent babies, those unclean, whorish women out there that believe that they have a right to destroy the very image of God?
God.
Is the Bible a witness against those wicked women?
It is a tremendous witness against them. In fact, it is pronouncing their judgment. It tells what will happen, where they will spend eternity, and they will spend it in the lake of fire. It's quite clear. God doesn't stutter, does he?
No, he doesn't. Is God's word the Bible? Is it a witness against Chuckie Schumer, against Nader, and all of these out there, these pedophiles, against the pedophiles that... And we have that article now where I'll get to that here, where they want to change the name of pedophilia and try to normalize, like they have tried to do with sodomy. Is God's word a Bible against that? Is it against Adam, what's his name, pencil neck, Adam Swift?
Oh, Schiff.
Schiff, yeah. Schiffley.
I call him Schiffless, but it's Adam Schiff, I think.
What about the crazy Bernie Sanders?
Enough said calling him crazy. Crazy and Antichrist Bernie, yep.
Yep. So, yes, God's word, the Bible, is a witness. What about this here? They're having sodomy. They're having the sodomite parade. That was the first time that word, abominable, was used to identify sodomites. God's word, the Bible, instructed his mighty men not to touch him with his hands. Now,
bend him off with steel.
Right. And five times in the Bible they're referred to as dogs. So is God's word, a Bible, right here, is it a witness and a testimony against Sodom, LGBTQ?
It's not only a witness, it's he explains very clearly what he thinks of sodomy. And to people today, oh, God has changed, God is loving, God wants to accept us as we are. No, the scripture makes it very clear, God hates sin, and he calls homosexuality an abomination, which is what, the smell of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God?
That was one of the old Hebrew definitions. What about this? Is God's word, the Bible, a witness against those that give a false witness? A false witness in Proverbs 6, remember, he refers to...
six things, yea, seven, doth the Lord hate.
Right, and so is it a witness against NBC, ABC, CBS, all the fake news media...
And even part of Fox.
Yeah, and even Fox, too.
Some really bad things lately.
So it's a witness. What about this illegitimate? And, you know, the Bible refers to illegitimacy as a bastard. What about these people, this committee there in D.C., the January 6th, committee, who aren't there giving absolute total false witness, lying through their teeth? And is God's word, the Bible, a witness against them?
Well, it's a witness against them, and it's a witness against all of us, because as long as we are in the flesh, we will sin, and the only difference is being born again. We can go to the Lord, confess our sins, and we will be forgiven. And the others will not be.
What about, is God's word, the Bible, a witness against Taco Bell for promoting sodomy, from this gay pride, what they call, and against the NBA? Not only do they promote gay pride, sodomy, they also refer to, and they also support slave labor in China, using slave labor. What about the woke companies like Coca-Cola, that tell people that, you know, that God, that white people, the way God created white people, that they should try to be less white. Or does Coca-Cola saying that God made a mistake?
It sounds like they're saying God's made a lot of mistakes out there.
Okay, so...
And I don't think God makes mistakes, do you? He's perfect. He cannot make mistakes.
What about Levi Strauss that promotes pedophilia and sodomy?
Any corporation, those who put out the public policy may not be everybody in the corporation, but all those who voted to do that agenda will be judged accordingly.
I mean, correct. I don't think they promoted pedophilia, but they were definitely promoting sodomy.
I mean, sodomy, yeah. That was our topic.
And so, all right, so here, God's word right here is a witness against all of these people. Do you think that they think that God is still relevant for today?
Nope. I don't think they are worried about him. I don't think they can, they care. I really don't think they think he's that relative. They're not concerned, and they, kind of like in the Old Testament, Jesus isn't coming, the Messiah isn't coming, otherwise he'd be here, and they kind of gave up on his coming. And they've just kind of given up on Christianity in general.
You know what? This phone has it ring in 5 minutes. 888-281-1110. Folks, listen. This is day two, and we've already used up our first half hour. Day two of Pledge Week. We only have 5 days in Pledge Week, so we need to hear from you. Day two, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So here, Joe, turn over to, I want to go through the book of the law tonight. So let's go over to Deuteronomy 28, 58 through 62.
All right, through 62.
58 through 62.
If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas you were as of the stars in heaven multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God.
Okay, now, has that changed? Is Israel the same way today?
Same way. Look how small Israel is. I remember when Netanyahu met with the Chinese president. I can't remember which one at the time. He was just amazed. You're one of the oldest civilizations like we are, and yet we are mighty and many, and you are just a few million.
17 million.
17 million, yeah.
Right. And then the Chinese have billions.
Billions.
Yeah. And so here... why is that? Well, you just read the reason for that. And here.
And also, doesn't that sound kind of like what's happening to this country? We're having floods in some places. Southwestern United States is having the greatest drought they've had. Sicknesses. We've had COVID. We've had all kinds of weird things happening, diseases around. And it's almost like God is. Some of these plagues and things that are happening, long continuance.
Well, let's go here. He says, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful. Well, that word wonderful there means fearful,
Right. It means it's a wonder. It's awesome. You know, it doesn't mean it's friendly and nice.
No, it means fearful and it means severe, fearful and severe.
Right.
So then he goes on to say, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues. And thy seed means that the plagues will be upon their children, too.
Mm-hmm.
and a long continuance and sore sickness. Now, this has been fulfilled exactly like this. Now, but listen, and of long continuance. Now, moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cling unto thee, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law. Then, so here, would that include, do you think, AIDS? Do you think that that would include the swine flu disease? Do you think that would include COVID-19? Are all those things? No. Israel has gone, and she was one of the ones that did herself in as far as the kill shots.
Right.
More and more, every day, more and more is coming out about the kill shots, and now they're starting to admit what we told people in March of 20. Now even Pfizer's starting to admit some of this stuff. Even some of those doctors that were on Fox News talking, pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, now they're
we have people dying from, with what did we say the other night, 1 foot long, 2 foot long blood clots. We have mysterious illnesses. There are more people dying from the problems of the vaccine than ever before.
Yep.
And it keeps on happening day in and day out.
Now they got what they call sudden adult death, SAD, right. Sudden adult death. And it all has to do around heart. You know, these are young people, mostly young adults, that are having heart problems. And it's all got to do with the kill shots that we told everybody. We warned them and warned them.
So,
okay.
Now, listen,
I want to tell you here that we're going to play a piece from The Wars with the... Who am I talking about? Oh, I know. InfoWars. Yep, okay.
InfoWars.
So, now, folks, we haven't been able to verify everything in this, but we have verified a number of what you're about to hear. So that's just up to you. Now, there was a time if we were to say something like this, we would not do it because it would be so far out there, but not today. And I want to remind you, too, how Kennedy wanted to get rid of the CIA. Ronald Reagan wanted to get rid of the CIA. And today, boy, I'm going to tell you, well, go ahead and play that clip.
Perhaps the most evil display of deception and murder we are subjected to today are found in the new phenomenon of mass school shootings. Prior to 1999, they were practically non-existent, but today they have almost become predictable. And if you are able to examine the evidence objectively, without getting emotional, a pattern can be recognized. Former naval intelligence officer turned whistleblower Milton William Cooper wrote in his book Behold a Pale Horse, published in 1991, that the CIA was using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in order to persuade them to open fire on schoolyards to inflame the anti-gun lobby and do away with the Second Amendment. This probably sounds outlandishly evil, and it is, but the evidence is there. In the Columbine shootings of 1999, we are told that Eric Harris and Dylan Klybolt acted alone. The town of Columbine, Colorado, was created in 1958 for families and employees of the military-industrial complex. Eric and Dylan were arrested a year prior to the shooting and were allegedly sodomized by the arresting officer, which may sound crazy, but a local officer admitted to raping informants, which is a known method of trauma-based mind control. After this January incident, Eric and Dylan were put into a juvenile diversion program and prescribed SSRI drugs known to cause homicidal ideation. During this time, Eric Harris was making online death threats and bomb threats. Local police were aware of this and drafted a search warrant affidavit, but it was ignored. Eric and Dylan threatened revenge for the January incident in their yearbook. They produced a school video about their plans and began openly collecting weapons, all of this while on probation, and nothing was done about it. During the shootings, the police stood outside the building and did nothing, while the sounds of automatic gunfire and explosions continued for hours. In official transcripts, there are over 100 witnesses who saw more than two shooters, and more than 40 witnesses who identified the same two men in their 30s, one balding and the other with a short military-style haircut. Several witnesses described the same adult male throwing a pipe bomb on the roof of the library, all of them certain that it wasn't Dylan or Eric. And all of this information pertaining to additional shooters has been redacted. The FBI agent in charge of the Columbine investigation had a son who recently attended the school, who shot a student film inside Columbine High 2 years before the shooting about a character wearing a trench coat shooting up the school. Dylan and Eric fantasized about hijacking an airplane and crashing it into a New York City skyscraper in 1999. Are these just strange coincidences? Or remnants of the Fed's MKUltra program? An honest investigation into any of the mass school shootings following Columbine will have the same signatures, such as families involved in the military-industrial complex, prescribed SSRIs and other psychotropic drugs, psychological care provided by the state, and associations with law enforcement prior to the shootings. Just like we saw with the retired federal agent in regular communication with the Buffalo gunman in a private Discord chat room. And in the recent Texas school shooting, how is the perpetrator able to afford nearly $5,000 of weaponry? And why did the police stand down while children were slaughtered? We are still allowed to question these things, but for how long? This evil will never stop until the truth is exposed. And unfortunately, most of us are too emotional to see things as they really are. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We are back, and let's see, pull it down. Where did we leave off as far as we had Bill in Massachusetts pledges 25. Connie in Florida pledges 100. Keith in Chicago, 60. Sharon in New York, on behalf of Stanley, pledges 75. And remember, it's President Trump's birthday. He is 76 today. There you go. Now, I wanted to add to a little bit of what you just heard here. This is an article from Law Enforcement Today, from the Law Enforcement Today news. You're being lied to about the mass shootings. Here's the truth, and it's loaded with U.S. Department of Justice-funded research, folks. Here you go. The latest data on mass shootings from the National Institute of Justice of the U.S. Department of Justice and the RAND Corporation. There are no standard definitions of mass shootings. There are no easy answers. I was interviewed on a national television show about research-based answers to mass shootings. Beyond condemning those involved, I stumbled, and I knew that there were very few, if any, firm answers or guidance. This is not the case for some doing similar interviews. Many are quick to promote firearm control or red flag laws or suggest that there are ineffective answers. That's simply not the case. The complexities and price tags for the proposals are immense. For example, we within the justice system acknowledge our inability to keep track of convicted fingerprinted felons and maintain accurate records. There are vast inaccuracies, and we want to do national state databases for those with ever-changing mental health conditions. It will be logistical and financially nightmare with probable ACLU challenges. It is not going to work beyond those committed institutions, and even then, conditions change. And so here, I'm going
to
just
look at everything the government's tried to do. Look at government health care. It's been a disaster. Look when the government tries to handle things. Look at our National Institute of Health, how they handle COVID. I mean, and we're going to, you know, turn over something this big and this important to the government when they haven't been able to handle anything else.
Okay.
Post office is failing. I mean, you name it.
Well, no. You know what?
Am I being too rough on the government?
No, because you see, Joe, if first of all, God bless you, I love you. If you think that what they had the intentions of doing the right thing, they don't. They don't. They don't have the intentions. Joe Biden had no intentions of making America build back better. Joe Biden was out there to destroy this country.
He's trying to bring about the Green Revolution that's going to foment the Communist Revolution.
His job was to reduce America to third world status, and that's what he was sent there to do.
The Build Back Better is the communist system, but what I was trying to say in that is that most people think, look at what they keep saying, government's the answer, but the whenever you look at whatever the government's done, it's usually been a disaster. Don't keep listening to them. You know, what was it Einstein said? You know, doing the same thing over and over and over and each time expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity.
I know that, but you see, many people out there have the mindset that they have good intentions. They're just incompetent. That is not the case. They don't have good intentions, Joe. They don't. They're out there, the whole idea. Do you think Obama had good intentions out there with Obamacare? No. These people are people that want to. And I know, see, a lot of people, because they can't wrap their brain around it, because it's something that they would never do. The very thought of depopulating the planet is something that they could never do. But
we know the commandments: thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit murder. You know.
So they think in their minds, surely I could never do that. Surely our government has not been that corrupted, but our government has become that corrupted. It has become that corrupted, and just like God's word, the Bible said it would. Now, this is why we're talking about. This is the time where we have to separate ourselves, not from the Constitution, not from the framework of our government, but from those that are in it, and not recognize their legitimacy because they're not legitimate. Okay, Joe Biden is no more the legitimate president of the United States than Joe Larson is Dolly Parton.
Right.
There you go.
Ouch.
Yeah, how'd I come up with that?
Yeah, I was going to say you're quick tonight.
Who would be most offended, you or Dolly? There you go, but you see here.
It's a toss-up. Let's still go there.
All right, let's leave that alone. But anyhow, so...
Sleeping Dolly's lie.
Here. Now, here's something. Now, we've mentioned this, I believe I've mentioned it three times. I'm going to do it again. Here. Red alert. Russia and China planning simultaneously is what I'm trying to say, attack to eliminate the United States and occupy North America. Now, a lot of people out there might think, oh, that's outrageous. They wouldn't beat you. Well, folks, they're planning this in early November. Now, where do you get this stuff? Well, I'll tell you where I got this article here. From a guy named J.R. Nyquist, who we had on the radio program some years ago. He hasn't been back, but he's an expert in that field. Let me just read you the article. Academic researcher and author J.R. Nyquist has conducted a bombshell interview with Mr. Wang from Lewd Media. Now, the same group that acquired a secret audio recording from high-level China Communist Party and PLA military leaders in southern China. That reveals China and Russia. Now, we mentioned this before, where they've turned in one of their entire territories into shifting over, making things for Walmart. They've shifted all the way over to making war materials. Reveals that China and Russia are teaming up to eliminate the United States and occupy North America. And I would not be one bit, I would not be a bit surprised that Biden would be, that's why Biden's there, to sell us out and to surrender us Today's podcast discusses the details of this plan. The transcript of the full interview between Nyquist and Lewd Media, Mr. Wang is the direct interviewee, is available at the jreinquist.blog website. The summary of the interview stated here that, from the website, according to Mr. Wang, the Chinese Communist Party is financing Russia's war in Ukraine. However, he says Russia's best forces are not being used in Ukraine. They have been deployed in the Far East, prepared for action against America. Now, a lot of you might say, well, I mean, wouldn't we be told? Folks, if you're an American, believe in God's word, the Bible, the Constitution, then you are the enemy of those in D.C., those in Washington, D.C. And I would expect Austin and Milley simply to surrender and say, we can't win a war with China or Russia, and we'd be better off just to surrender and accept their terms. I really believe that, Joe. I really believe they would do that. And they're determined. They know that the Democratic Communist Party knows if we ever would have a fair and honest election, they would be decimated. Their party would be gone, and they can't afford that. And so I really believe they would sell us out. I know they would. They would sell us out in a heartbeat.
Well, they've been selling us out for a long, long time. So if they've been doing it in the past, that tells me that they would do it in the future, doesn't it?
Yeah. We've got 1 hour, 1 hour left tonight, and we're far, 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 far short from our goal that we need. Let me give the numbers out. I've got to give those numbers out. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Now, folks, what you're hearing here, you're not going to hear anyplace else out there. I mean, you just, you know, we have no compromise, period. We just do it, and we fear God, not man.
Right. Even if what we tell you is upsetting, that is our duty to tell the truth so that you are warned. Pastor Ernie has been the watchman on the wall for nearly 50 years on the radio. That's what God called him to do, and that's what he is doing. The truth is a very, very precious commodity. In fact, I think it was one of our founding fathers, Patrick Henry, called it a jewel, the Constitution and the truth surrounding it. Freedom and everything it stands for, and it all was based on the Word of God, which is what? The truth.
Amen. Joe, I had an article on the red flag laws, and wouldn't you know it, I can't find it. But here, we're going to be playing a clip. Now, we played this clip about 3 weeks ago, and it's Chuck Baldwin. And Chuck Baldwin is talking about what would happen with the red flag laws. Now, we know that they would weaponize these against us, just like they did when they weaponized the IRS against the Tea Party. And we know that's the case.
We remember talking about that, and everybody just ho-hummed, and it went on, and nobody took it to court or anything. It was a horrible time in this country.
Well, and then you have, because we no longer have a Justice Department. It's not the so-called Department of Justice has been weaponized against us.
Us.
And that Merrick Garland,
for quite a while.
When Merrick Garland stands up there and says the biggest concern for them and the FBI is white supremacists, that is a lie told by a liar. That is a lie told by a liar. And that, again, it's meant to divide and cause hate. And Merrick Garland, let me tell you something. God is not mocked. Merrick Garland,
no.
God is not mocked. And you're out there, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to come back on you. You're going to get, listen, again, you've been caught. You're not going to get away with this. God is not mocked, Merrick Garland. You may think so. And right at the time when you think it, that you've escaped, you've obeyed your masters, and you're getting away with it, it'll come back on you. Believe me, God is not mocked. All right, Teresa in Texas pledges 100. Thank you, Teresa. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. Things have really slowed down, Joe, here as far as the phone lines go. We gotta light them up. We got 1 hour from right now.
Mark,
1 hour.
I know the times are hard. This is summer, but you need to know the truth. And like Patrick Henry said, tell me the truth. I'm paraphrasing. Need to know the truth because that way I know what I need to do. And without the truth, without some of the information that you've gotten from this radio ministry, you will not know what to do to be prepared for what's coming.
Here's one. USDA and General Mills flee. Gender cool. Associations as public learns about the horrors of corporation-backed grooming and genital mutilation of children. That's right. Here, this is an article by Lance Johnson. The biological reality, child abuse, corporate America, corporate corruption, corporations of cult indoctrination, cult wars, gender identity, General Mills, genital mutilation, grooming of children. And so let's go into it. LGBT cult. Now, in an attempt to appear inclusive of the LGBTQ cult, American corporations are partnering with organizations that promote transgender ideology to children. One of these transgender pushing organizations is called Gender Cool. This group aims to increase representation of lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers books in schools to encourage 5-year-old children to question their own gender identity to reconsider their pronouns. The USDA, General Mills, and State Farm were just a few of the American corporations and federal agencies that supported Gender Cool. Now, these corporations are rescinding their support for Gender Cool as the public learns about the horrors of corporation backing the grooming and genital mutilations of children. Well, they just got outed all over the entire United States just now, okay? State Farm rescinds their support for Gender Cool, but is all for children questioning their gender. It goes on.
They tried to back out of that. They got so much feedback from their agents and people, but it shows what's going on. There's two big stories out there. Oregon school district books contain pornographic imagery of sex acts, according to this portal. And I went and looked at this article, and it's one of those, these books have a lot of pictures, and the pictures have a lot of pornographic imagery. They include sex acts. Sometimes it's realistic. Sometimes it's in cartoon form. This is just horrible what they're doing to children, and it's not just Oregon. New York. There are 7 books that show New York City is pushing transgenderism, LGBTQ curriculum to kids as young as kindergarten. And what I noticed is a lot of the books that was listed in this Oregon story are the same books that they're using in New York City. I'm Not a Girl, a transgender story, first grade recommendation. Love is Love, and that's about gay people and loving. How many wonderful gay people are there?
Here in Ohio, we've got legislation already pending to outlaw that, to stop that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, a lot of these states aren't outlawing it. They're pushing it. And what gets me, when Adian became a brother, a little girl, second grade, if you look at the grades, it's first and second graders pushing it. Julian is a mermaid, Our Skin, it's about race. But a lot of these books are illustrated, and the pictures are horrible. And then they have Pride, the story of Harvey Milk and the Rainbow Flag. Second grader, they recommend this book for second graders. Harvey Milk was a sodomite. He became the first openly gay person to be elected to political office there in the U.S. in California. But this man was a pedophile. He loved young men. He was trying to lower the age of consent for sex with adults. I mean, the man was sick, perverted, and like I said, he was a pedophile. And they want his story told to second graders in schools from New York across the country to California. People, you've got to look at what's happening in your schools. You've got to go tell them, no way, we want these books out of our library. We want these books out of the school. It's just time everybody got mad and said no.
Well, in New York, they're trying to make it mandatory where drag queens have access to the children during storytelling time. And folks, but now the good news is this, Joe. Homeschooling is growing at a terrific rate. I mean, those that really love their children are homeschooling or putting them in private Christian schools. And that is the good news. There are people out there that do love their children. Those that allow their children to be left in those New York public schools and those schools where pedophiles and sodomites have access to them, well, you know, what does God's Word, the Bible, say?
We've done on student-teacher sex all across the country. We've been doing it for years and years and years. Men with little girls, men with little boys, women with little girls, women with little boys. And now even Fox News, they had a special. Fox put this out. Babies can choose their own gender. There was a Fox series called America Together, LGBTQ+, Pride Month. And news correspondent Brian Linus had this report about little Ryan and his parents, Jeff and Hillary. Before Ryan could even speak, he managed to tell us, his parents, that he is a boy. It wasn't him trying to be a brat, as, you know, showed Ryland wearing girls' clothes. It was really painful for him to have to wear feminine clothing and for us constantly telling him, well, you're a girl.
Here's something, Joe, you didn't hear in any of the fake news media. Show trial, mistrial, January 6th chair says no criminal referral of President Trump. After all, Liz Cheney disagrees now.
Right?
Yeah. It was just like China, China, China. It was just as fake. And
Russia,
those people,
Russia.
On that panel, there wasn't one. You know, I don't think you'll find anyone. If you did an investigation, and if you tried to find it any time that anybody on that panel ever told the truth, I don't think you could do it. I don't think you could find one.
News today: today a major story was debunked. Congressman Loudermilk from Georgia was accused by the January 6th committee here a while back. I can't remember. It was quite all back. He was accused of having an advanced scouting party, took them through the Capitol, scouting for weaknesses for the January 6th insurrection. Well, we've had all kinds of these. Adam Schiff came out telling all these lies. Well, today the truth came out. Congressman Loudermilk had some old family friends come to visit him. They were never in the Capitol building. They were over in his office. He took them over to a congressional dining hall, which is not in the Capitol building, spent some time with him that day, and they left that night, January 5th, were not there at all during January 6th. Yet he was accused by the left, by Adam Schiff. Remember?
Yeah, Shifty Schiff.
Scouting party. All these are lies, folks. They fall apart, but you don't hear falling apart.
And they say, in your face, look at us, we can lie and get away with it. And who's going to stop us? We can just out there lie, we can do all these criminal activities, and who can stop us? Guess what? We're up against a hard break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out what can happen with red flag.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.